The Mishnah speaks about the Chachamim's concern to avoid price hiking, price gouging. Therefore, they said, look, let's not start our fast days on a Thursday for concern that perhaps the store owners might get the wrong impression. They see a mad rush into the store Thursday night for breakfast and for Shabbos food. They'll think perhaps there's a food shortage in the world, and they'll hike the prices, and Chacham were concerned. Therefore, they said, look, we'll start our fast days only on Mondays. And in fact, we look throughout Shas and Chazal, we find the Chachamim were very concerned. They sought to avoid this concept of hafkas sh'arim, unnecessary and unjustified price hikings. The Gemara Bava Basra, Tzadik Amar Beis, speaks about fellows who are eitzrei peiros. They store, they hoard food supplies, and the pasuk that the Gemara applies to this fellow is not very complimentary. In fact, we find the Gemara elsewhere, Mishnah and Krisus, Tavches, where Shimon Gamliel actually sought to exempt, to be poiter nashim, from certain aspects of karbonis that they're meant to bring on account of a ziva, of a tumah. And he says, look, it's going to be too much demand. The prices are going up too much. And therefore he says, let's minimize demand. This way, prices will drop. And he was going to establish a psak halacha to exempt many nashim from bringing extra karbonis. And by doing so, he accomplished what he sought to accomplish. The price suddenly dropped, and birds were suddenly affordable. It's an interesting shaila that was posed to the Tzemach Tzedek. So they asked him a question like this. Goyim knew that Yidden are very much after fish, buy fish to covet Shabbos. They decided they're going to make a fish cartel. They're hiking the prices. So the kohol, the community, decided, you know what? We're doing a fish strike. For the next 2 months, nobody's buying fish, even for Shabbos. And hopefully that will affect the prices. And they presented the shaila to the Tzemach Tzedek. And he wrote a tshuva about it in Simen Chav Ches. The question was whether it's appropriate. They're going to be mevatel enik Shabbos. Is this a justified move? And he was maskim, he agreed to this mahalach. He says, look, take a look at the Gemara. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I'm going to be poiter nashim from the rechiv of carbon, all for this reason, to drop prices. Look at the Gemara Tanis, closer to home. The Gemara says, we don't start a fast day on a Thursday. Look, we're speaking about a situation of tsar, of a drought. We need those fast days desperately. No, we postpone, we wait till next Monday. Why? All for this reason, to avoid mafkiyei sh'arim, price hikings. Therefore, he says, it is davar nachin, to be masakin, to avoid buying fish altogether, Shabbos, weekdays, for this two-month period. Hopefully, this will affect and influence the market. Another interesting shayla that was presented to the Tshuvas Darkei Noyam, this is Nochesha Mishpat, Simen Lamed Ches, a similar shayla. There was some merchants, Pishtun merchants, flax merchants, material dealers who created this cartel. They're going to hike the prices. And the Tzibur decided, you know what, nobody's buying, or perhaps rather, instead of buying individually, it's going to be centralized purchasing. So one person will purchase on behalf of all, he'll get a good deal. And this way, the merchants won't be able to hike their prices. So they're going to counter the monopoly by centralizing all the buying power into one central point. So they asked the Darchi Noyam whether they're allowed to do that. Can one merchant force, so to speak, the other fellow to conform to this takana? Look, we're only going to buy together as a group. Can it be enforced? And he says, absolutely. Of course. He says that they can make a takana to force each other. L'toivas here, to avoid price hikings. This way the market is run fairly. And otherwise, he says, you're considered a mazik. If a person deviates, doesn't go along with this takana, he's being makalkal. He's bringing about a kilkal. He's hurting everybody else. So he says they could hit him b'shoitim, they could force him with sticks, and they could physically force him to conform to the takana. So we see that Chazal throughout the Duris were overly concerned with keeping the markets fair, keeping the prices down, avoiding price hikes and price gouging. And one good method is by centralizing and by making a takana, which commits the entire community and encounters the power of the merchants and the monopolizing and all that. And in recent days, there were a lot of good takanas that were established regarding limiting the expenses at weddings, limiting the expenses of a kiddush and shul. So the kehillahs were able to do that. They established standard practice. This is the way a kiddush looks like, this is the way a wedding looks like. In fact, by the chassidim, among some, there is a takan of how much a shtreimel could cost, how much you meant to spend on an apartment. So halavai can work for all, to have a central authority, masakin a takan of all of Klal Yisrael, so that we use our collective buying power to keep prices low and affordable.